You're listening to SBS News.
The United States is now among at least 20 countries to have detected the fast-spreading South African variant of the coronavirus. Two cases of the new mutation have appeared in South Carolina, with neither patient having any travel history. There is increasing concern that several laboratory studies have shown vaccines are less effective against the variant. Meanwhile, in Europe, a hospital in Barcelona has said that it will slow down its vaccination program due to delays in COVID-19 vaccine deliveries. While some medical workers in São Paulo Hospital received their second dose of the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine, an estimated 10,000 people who received the first dose will have to wait for the required second jab. As the hospital waits for more vaccines, many of its staff continue to deal with a growing number of patients, COVID and non-COVID, leading to staff shortages, while also prompting retired nurses like Maria Paulette to come back to the hospital voluntarily to help vaccinate patients.
Vaccines couldn't be applied due to the lack of staff, so some of us got together and talked with the hospital's human resources office. They started this project, and on the 7th of January, we began training. Teams and schedules were created, and since then we can vaccinate here in the hospital, even though we're retired staff.
In Germany, the Vaccine Commission says it will not recommend the use of AstraZeneca's coronavirus vaccine for people aged 65 and older, with the committee also citing insufficient data over its efficacy for that age group. And as Germany battles a second wave of the virus, emotions are alternating between burnout and pride for some hospital staff at Berlin's Havelhoer Hospital. Miriam Blersner is a nurse, and although she's worn out after a year of treating COVID patients, she says the importance of her work keeps her going.
I feel worn out. At the same time, you kind of get used to anything, the stress level, the high number of patients we look after, and the fact that we need to isolate ourselves all the time. I got used to it, but every single day is hard work, and I get worried when we have a staff shortage. I worry every day whether we are enough people so that I can do justice to my patients. In the long term, it's tiring.
The World Health Organization has also warned that COVID-19 transmission rates in Europe remain extremely high, and that's putting a severe strain on health services. 35 countries in Europe have launched vaccination programs with 25 million doses administered so far. WHO European Director Dr. Hans Kluge warns vaccine nationalism is becoming a problem.
The telephone line is very hot, as you can imagine, with the leaders and the prime ministers, and it's first and foremost that we stand by them, and we do understand the situation. Solidarity is key, but we also have to be pragmatic, because we could anticipate that there would be some tension between the principle of international solidarity at one hand, and then the national responsibilities by the leaders in a particular country to take care of your population. There is, realistically, a shortfall of vaccines.
In Russia, 240,000 doses of its Sputnik V coronavirus vaccine has been dispatched for use mostly in Argentina. The rest are bound for Bolivia, making Bolivia the second Latin American country after Argentina to roll out the Russian vaccine. In Scandinavia, Denmark will extend its current coronavirus restrictions by 3 weeks in order to curb the spread of a more contagious coronavirus variant first registered in Britain. And Chinese pharmaceutical company Sinovac Biotech Limited has been ramping up its production of a COVID-19 vaccine to ensure global supply. Senior Director Helen Yang of the Global Strategy for Sinovac says this is especially for people from less developed countries, and they've been gearing up their production capacity even before completing the research.
We begin build up our capacity only with 300 million doses. At the beginning, we thought we provide this for China to protect Wuhan, but lately, after this pandemic become global, even before we complete the research, we already invest to double our capacity to 600 million doses per year. And we will be ready for that in the first quarter this year. And then we're also keep to expanding to 1 billion doses in around middle of this year. So if there is an additional need, we think we'll be ready to keep expanding it.
The Sinovac vaccine has been approved for emergency use in several countries, including China, Indonesia, Brazil, and Chile. for health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Sarah Shalala, SBS News.